We're going to open the lesson with selected excerpts from Baal HaSulam's article, The Advantage of a Land, Shamati 34. You can send questions to our site, pertinent questions to the lesson will be aired during the lesson.
Yes, each and every spiritual action of ours begins with the opposite action. An action against it, as the advantage of light out of darkness. And why is it so? Because otherwise, we wouldn't feel. It's impossible to feel anything except if it is through the opposite thing. Therefore, darkness comes before light, confusion and lack of understanding precedes what becomes clear and understood. And this is how it is with each and everything. Whereas, if you look at our life, how much time humanity has to go through all kinds of different states of recognition of evil in our ego in order to finally reach a state where there is no choice, we have to get rid of it, get rid of our ego. Because this is the source of all evil, even though we don't know how it's possible to do that. But then, out of lack of choice, apparently we will turn to the Creator. I'm speaking on behalf of the whole of humanity. And therefore, the issue of the advantage of the land, meaning that the desire must first attain the darkness, and only out of the darkness can we attain the light. This is precisely where we are now in our life. We have constantly developed through the ego, and now we have reached what is called the last generation, the generation of the Messiah. That is a generation that must awaken the upper force, and so it will pull it. This is why it is called Mashiach, Messiah. That it will pull us out of our ego, and we realize that we cannot let go of it by ourselves, because this is our nature. Our ego is our whole life. We're incapable of thinking in any other way. However, we're discovering the evil in it. But how to truly rise above it? That is not within our power, not even to depict it. And therefore, we are now in a very important and special state, such that there has never been something like that in the whole of human history. Bit by bit, we attain that what we're going through is our whole egoistic nature can no longer exist as it was over thousands of years. All of our development was only in order for us to discover how much we're incapable of being in this egoistic nature anymore. And we will reach the recognition of evil, that we must rise above it. But where to, precisely? So we're told faith above reason. What is that? How do we reach such things? So that bestowal will be more important and greater than reception? I'm not capable of that. And here we're truly in a state where humanity will not know what to do. And about this, it is written that we have no one to lean on, to rely on, except for our Father in the heavens. Humanity will start to discover that the ego is an upper force, and there is an opposite upper force. And we have to ask of this truly highest force that it will help us replace the bad force with the good force, the anti-ego. And then we will be able to exist in a nice, good way in a new world. But in the meantime, it is very difficult for us. It's easier for us to think about how the world will stop existing altogether than to depict how the world would behave according to an altruistic nature. How can that be, that among each and every one, every place, in each and every state, we will only take into consideration how much I am bestowing to others and not how much I'm gaining from others? This is our nature. If some new nature will clothe in us, then we will behave in such a way, but if it won't, we won't. So all that remains for us is only to discover that we can no longer keep existing egoistically. We must reach a new method, the opposite method, in our behavior. And this whole process that we're now going through, and I'm talking about the whole of humanity, this is how it will happen. And we should try to understand as quickly as possible that there is no choice and everything depends only on the prayer. And in organizing the prayer, that's with the 10, with the study, with yearning, etc. But this is how it's going to be. The advantage of the Lent. Let's see.
So we're in excerpt number 6. Everything that appears to our eyes is but what the Creator wants us to attain the way we do, since they are ways by which to achieve the complete goal. Yet it is not so simple to merit adhesion with the Creator. It requires great effort and exertion to acquire the sensation and feeling of delight and pleasure. Before this, one must justify providence, believe above reason that the Creator behaves with the creatures in a manner of good and doing good, and say, they have eyes, but they see not. This is as our sages said, Habakkuk came and described them to one, as it is written, the righteous shall live by his faith. This means that one need not engage in details, but concentrate his entire work on a single point, meaning a rule, which is faith in the Creator. And this is what he should pray for, meaning for the Creator to help him to be able to go with faith above reason. And there is a power in the faith, as through it one comes to hate the separation, which is considered that faith indirectly makes him hate the separation. Again? We can't hear, Rav.
I don't see any questions in the meantime. So, well, let's see. Everything that appears to our eyes is but things that the Creator wants us to attain the way we do, since they are the ways by which to achieve the complete goal. This means that everything is wide open before us. Yet, in order to merit adhesion with the Creator, this is not so simple. It requires a great effort and exertion to acquire the sensation and feeling of the delight and pleasure. Before this, one must justify providence. Even that is, if we don't attain it as good and doing good, but seemingly the opposite, and believe above reason that the Creator behaves with the created beings in a manner of good and doing good. Even though I don't feel this way, and say they have eyes, but they see not. Our sages said, Habakkuk came and ascribed them to one principle. As it is written, the righteous shall live by his faith. It means that one need not engage in details, but rather one should concentrate his entire work on a single point, a rule, which is faith in the Creator. The force of bestowal, absolute bestowal of the Creator, and that's it, up to total devotion. And this is what he should pray for, meaning for the Creator to help him to be able to go with faith above reason, that the Creator will give him this force. There is power, virtue in the faith. Through it, one comes to hate the separation. This is considered that faith indirectly makes him hate the separation. That is, to ask of the Creator that he will give us the force of bestowal, the force of faith. And only then will we be able to understand and feel all of the goodness in creation and the purpose of the Creator in the creation of men. And we still don't have any questions. Nice to sign it. Everything is good. It is clear somehow. Yes, Gilad.
Rav, how can you also hate separation and also justify the Creator who created this separation?
Yes, because he's playing with me, so I relate to him, to the left line and to the right line that come from him as two different forms. In a negative form, the left line, and in a positive form, the right line.
But he writes that we need to justify, we need to make every effort to justify, and with that there's hatred. How can you justify hatred?
To justify the hatred, if I will not justify the left line, how will I shift to the right line? That is, I must relate to the left in a purposeful manner and realize that the Creator created the left on purpose, the maker of light and the creator of darkness. Darkness is creation, Baal, outside of the Creator. He did that so that we will feel the light on top of the darkness.
Focus group.
To concentrate all his work on one point, meaning the rule, which is the matter of faith in the Creator. And also what you said before, in believing in the Creator, which you can only lean on the Creator.
But this is not the common faith that people, the way people think about it, that I believe. Faith means bestowal. And the Creator has nothing, you have nothing to bestow to the Creator. What will you give him? But only through the created beings, through the world. And therefore, if we want to reach equivalence of form with the Creator, then I have to reach love of others.
What does it mean to lean on the Creator? That he supports, that you can lean on him.
That if I'm going on the line of bestowal, for sure I will get support from above in terms of light.
No Kiev.
Well, Kiev.
Учитель, да, дорогой учитель, вот мы сейчас с десяткой находимся на уроке, и как мне так попросить за товарищей для того, чтобы мы пришли.
Now we're all in the lesson, the whole 10. How can we ask for the friends so that we will truly reach the degree of faith?
It's simple. Ask that you will have the force of bestowal.
Emuna.
Faith is bestowal. Bestowal, giving to others, it's not what the common people think that faith means, that I believe in I don't know what and where and whom. Faith means the force of bestowal. It is a force. And I need to ask for it from the Creator. because the Creator is the force of bestowal, and against it He created the created being with the force of reception, so that the created being will be different from Him, and will also be able to gradually receive from the Creator the quality of bestowal. And then, the force of reception in the created being will clothe in the form of bestowal of the Creator. That way, the created being will be called Adam, to that extent that he will take on the clothing of the Creator, being similar to the Creator. Yes?
Валик у меня здесь, товарищ Саша, Гамлет, еще товарищи в десятке. Что значит...
I have a friend, Валик, Саша, other friends in the ten. What does it mean that we're in a connection between us now, receiving the clothing of the Creator?
To the extent that you can resemble the Creator in your bestowal with the friends, it is considered that you are taking on the Creator's clothing. Clothing means ochoze, reflected light, bestowal.
Как это, что значит, что мы уподобляемся ему? То есть где здесь вот эта проверка уподоблению? Между нашим объединением и то, что оно уподобляется Творцу.
First, you have to bestow.
First you need to.
Then you will discover how much in that bestowal you resemble the Creator. Because in that bestowal you will feel the Creator. And according to your feeling of the Creator, that will be precisely your degree of resemblance to the Creator.
А как я вот этот отраженный свет все-таки выстраиваю? То есть вот между вот я как бы прошу за одного товарища, за второго.
How nevertheless do I build this returning light? I ask for one friend, two, everyone together, and from that maybe later. What does it mean to build this reflecting, this returning light in resembling to the Creator?
Until you do it in any way possible, you will not feel it. In the meantime, you're just saying words. Start to actualize these things in practice.
Florida.
Yes, thank you, Rav. Revealing the separation and feeling the separation. Is this come at the same time as hating the separation? I don't feel it and reveal it before I have faith, do I?
There is a confusion here between several different discernments. Separation, I cannot discover it if I don't have the dvekut, adhesion. Because separation is a result of what? Apparently of adhesion. If I want to reach bestowal, then I cannot reach it, something hinders me, then I discover within me the force of separation. That's how you start. Therefore, we start all of the actions in the group. All of the actions. And later on, we shift it to the Creator.
Челябинск.
Как правильно просить силу отдачи?
What's the right way to ask for the force of bestowal?
To perform actions with the friends, mutually with them, in reciprocity, and when we feel that it's not clear, we're not able to do it, then turn to the Creator. You have to reach the Creator already with a negative result of your own actions. And then He gives you the understanding of what to do. You have to bring Him like... You have to come to him like after a doctor's examination. Let's say they took some blood from you and they checked it and they said, oh, you have this and this and that. And with that note, you go from the lab to the doctor. And the doctor gives you some medicine. This is how it is here as well. First, you have to try to perform all of these actions in the group, according to what Rabash writes to you about the group. And with all of these results, positive and negative, you should go to the Creator.
Bulgaria.
Здравствуйте, Рав.
Hi, Rav. Other than faith above reason, what else can draw us to connection with their friends?
What pulls us ahead is two things. The first thing is that in this life we stop feeling any fulfillment, any pleasure. And more people feel that from one day to the next. That's one thing. As much as we try to do all kinds of things in our life and find all kinds of fulfillments, we see it's all empty. That's the first thing. The second thing is that we are in a state of, let's say, the coronavirus or all kinds of other problems that also tell us that our life is not worth much. And this is what is pushing us ahead, pushing us. And what is pulling us is the purpose of life, the purpose of creation, the light that shines a little bit, and it gives us some feeling that there, apparently, there is an answer to all of our problems. And this way, we advance.
Turkey free.
Good morning. To overcome hatred and compromise the friend, if we are used badly by the friend, what should we do?
Repeat, please.
To overcome hatred and compromise the friend, if we are used badly by the friend, what should we do?
I don't understand.
What should we do if friends abuse our actions when we are compromised to him?
You need to talk about it. Talk. Don't hide it. Don't avoid the issue, but speak about it directly in the group, because if we don't reach the construction of the group, we have nothing to do. We simply have nothing to do. Therefore, for me, it's more important than my life. To put the group together, it's more important than my life, because life comes and goes, it ends. And the group, if I don't put it together, then I'm missing out on the opportunity to reach spirituality, eternal life.
Eat a free.
Buongiorno maestro, volevo chiedere questo.
Posso fare una
richiesta personale al Bore per poi portarla in decina, oppure devo chiedere solo in decina al di sopra della ragione la correzione?
Can I ask the Creator for a personal request and then bring it to the ten, or do I need to ask for my personal request inside the ten?
It's better inside of the ten. It's better if I operate inside of the ten, and I'm constantly aimed towards its connection.
Rav, buongiorno.
Hello, Rav.
Che cos'è la sensazione del creatore? È qualcosa che è aperto dentro di me, fuori di me. Come la riconosco?
What is the feeling of the creator? Is it something I feel inside of me, outside of me? How do I identify it if I haven't developed the sense of bestowal? How can I discover it, identify it with my egoistic vessels?
Whatever you feel is enough in order for you to advance. You don't need to demand more. It's enough, whatever you have. The most important is that you will do whatever depends on you. Bestowal to the friends, connection with the friends, with all of our international group, and this will be enough for you in order for you to advance. In all of these things, you will discover the Creator. You will feel Him.
Latin 7.
Buen día, Rab. ¿Acaso al creador le importa
Good day, Rav.
Si la adhesión se produce por Ajillena o por Beitó?
Does the creator care if adhesion is attained in Ajillena or Beitó in due time or in haste? Does it make a difference for the creator? I'm asking because it seems like after 6,000 years sometimes of trying, humanity isn't reaching it, and it's like it's running for the last 200 years now. So the question is, does the Creator care if adhesion with Him is attained through haste or in due time?
The Creator doesn't care about that. On His side, we are in adhesion with Him. What is important for Him is that we will reach that with our awareness. With our awareness, this concept called the Creator, He wants us to grow. That's it. That's what he cares about.
PT25. Good morning, Rav. We're sitting and hearing the friends from the world Kli asking questions. How can we use the questions of the friends to be strengthened in our connection of Maiten?
To be with them in heart and soul, inside of their questions, inside of their answers, and to advance in such a way. It's if you all want to enter inside of them.
And how do we put the definition of the 10 inside this incorporation in the question?
Oh, you don't have to do it so much. Rather, everyone, each one and everyone together, as much as possible, integrate inside of the group that is asking.
Thank you.
Let's move on to the next excerpt.
Okay, so we're going to move to excerpt number 7. We see that there is a great difference between faith, seeing, and knowing. Something that can be seen and known, if the mind asserts that it is worthwhile to do that thing, and he decides on it once, that decision is enough regarding that thing that he decided on. In other words, he executes according to how he decided. This is so because the mind accompanies him in every single act, so as not to break that the mind had told him. And it lets him understand by 100% to the extent that the mind brought him to the decision he had reached. However, faith, which is a matter of potential agreement, in other words, he overpowers the mind and says that it is indeed worthwhile to work as faith asserts to work above reason. Hence, faith above reason is useful only during the act, meaning when he believes. As only then he is willing to exert above reason in the work. Conversely, when he leaves faith for but a moment, meaning when faith weakens for a brief moment, he immediately ceases the Torah and the work, and it doesn't help him that a short while ago he took upon himself the burden of faith above reason.
Look. I talked about it before the lesson also. How much the force of bestowal is difficult to attain, and we have to renew it all the time so that it won't run away. Whereas the force of reception always comes out of nature, and it in itself demands of us to fulfill it and engage in it, etc. How much the force of reception is so strong and constantly pressuring us and obligating us and managing us, whereas the force of bestowal, even if we attain it a little bit, it's only for that moment when we hold on to it, and if we don't, it just runs away. Truly so. This is what he's telling us here, that we constantly have to work on it, but seemingly it's very hard and it's impossible. This is true if we don't hold on to it in the 10. If we do hold on to it in the 10, in the form of "it shall help his friend," and there's a lot written about it, there are many articles, but if each one thinks about the friends, if each one understands that he needs the friends, and each one understands that here we have an integral system, and we have to work in it in such a way that there is no choice, each one must be responsible for everyone else, then it turns out that it's not that bad. We can actually hold on to it in a permanent manner. And we simply agree with the friends that we will hold on to the relations between us in faith above reason, bestowing, thinking each one of the others, then the Creator is together with us, and we have no problem. We're under a higher umbrella, and this influences us, and it arranges us. Don't think that we're very weak against the force of reception within us, that is constantly standing there and demanding, and as with the force of bestowal, maybe for just a slight moment we can engage in it and that's it. No, if we're all doing it, then we're activating the Creator, and He, the upper force, is holding our force of bestowal. And then we are in eternal bestowal. Any questions?
No, then. Yes, like Moscow 7.
I guess there are no questions. Ah, Moscow 7.
Moscow 7.
Приход из плоскости разума, плоскости верующего знания, это проявление свободы воли.
The transition from reason to faith above reason, is that the free choice of a person?
Repeat, please.
Переход из разума в
разум.
Это проявление моей.
The transition from in reason. Is that the expression of my free choice?
I don't know what you mean. If you're talking about exiting corporeality to spirituality, it can only be the result of working in the 10.
You say Northwest.
Рав, мы, ваши ученики, действительно работаем на
Рав, we are your students. We're really working in dissemination. When we hear these texts, all these texts are kind of being navigated towards the connection in the 10 in order to build this common thing which on one hand exists in the 10 and on the other hand needs to be brought forth to the broad public. You learned with Rabash and you heard all these texts, you read them. How is it correct to sort everything in the right way between the connection in the 10 and dissemination?
I don't see any problem with that. We need to read these texts, these articles. These are articles, right? And to try to actualize them in the 10. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, we have to explain to the broad public, not ours, about the purpose of creation. How do we reach the purpose of creation? And there we don't talk about the tense. There we talk about the general connection, not in such a decisive manner as it is with us, but in a lighter manner. That nevertheless, people coming closer to each other, mutual understanding, reciprocal actions, that we can see from the system of creation which we have to perform. We talk about that in a much simpler and less obligating way. That's it. Like that. This is how we explain it. And we don't explain whatever we have, rather what is suitable for the broad public. Then you will have no problem. Not faith above reason and not faith within reason. We simply explain to them the general structure that we have to reach, and we are in such a time when nature is pushing us to that, whether we want to or not. You see what is happening. We don't know how to reach actions of bestowal. We don't know. How is it possible? What is happening? Nature is reaching us through some virus, and now, instead of us performing all kinds of actions, nature, instead of us, is cleaning us of all of these imaginary businesses. That's it. Nature itself will do it in such a way that we will get rid of all of this nonsense. Burning oil and burning gas and doing all kinds of things and a million different things that are all needless. Nature will do it for us. However, we have to agree with it. It's difficult, but we will have to. See? This is how we have to explain it to the broad public, that we have no choice. We don't want it. We're egoists. That's true. It's very difficult for us to depict a world that is managed not by the force of the ego. It's impossible because each and everywhere, in each and everything, in the still, vegetative, animate, and people, the force of the ego rules. How can it be that something else will be ruling? There won't be something else. It will simply come and replace it. One force will replace another force. It will come from above. We just have to accelerate the times. If we hasten the times, first of all, it happens quicker. And secondly, we won't suffer along the way. And we're precisely in such a state, so go and explain it. You have no problem. Explain it. Even if it's a little bit correct, a little bit incorrect, it doesn't matter. In the end, it all reaches the person, and the person, as much as he understands it, the upper light influences him and arranges a new mind and emotion within him.
Makvijivan.
Добрый день. Рафа, скажите, вот вера выше знания, да? Как нам не свалиться это вот в
обычном? Faith above reason.
Что я просто долдоню себе, что вера выше знания. И
они мы винутха, гамани лой ванти.
I understand you. I also didn't understand it for a long time, even over a few years. What does it mean, faith above reason? Faith above reason means that bestowal is more important than reception. That's it. Don't take it as faith above reason. It's something that drives you crazy. It's not clear. What is this? Bestowal is above reception. for the time being, for us, it's the other way around, right? Reception is more important than bestowal, of course. When we reach the next world, it says, I saw an upside-down world. Upside-down in what way? There, the force of bestowal is more important than the force of reception. It's called faith above reason.
French.
Question d'un ami. Plus notre degré de confiance est grand.
A question from a friend. Is it so that at the extent in which the confidence is greater, we're capable of leaving our egoistic reason and advance to above reason?
Ken?
Yes.
Ken.
Yes.
What
else do we have?
Galil West.
In our egoistic desire, there are five senses. What senses do we need to develop to have a desire to bestow? So we'll have such a desire.
Those same senses. The desire will change, but the senses will not. The senses will not change. Okay. Well, Romania.
Good morning, Rav. When a person reach the degree of faith above reason, why the person wants to run from this degree? Why the fear comes to the person?
I don't know how you understood it. To run away, not to run away. Let's reach that, then we'll make up our mind, okay? I'll be next to you, don't you worry. So then you will tell me that you have reached faith above reason and you are afraid. Okay. I will tell you only one thing. A person who reaches spirituality and is already opposite spirituality and can receive it, suddenly he doesn't want it. There is this phenomenon. We will talk about it once we're next to it. Don't you worry, you will get support, a response, an answer, everything.
Toronto One.
Здравствуйте. Скажите, мы не... не просим и не приходим к ненависти, к нашему эгоизму, а получаем это, получается, как сгула, как...
We don't reach hatred for the ego. It turns out that it's a certain virtue that we receive in our yearning to go.
We don't truly hate it. Rather, we refer to it in a concrete way. It helps me build above it a relation to the Creator. Сочи.
Здесь кто присутствует, да, с Божьей помощью, согласно с нашей методикой, но ощущение, что не хватает...
One who's here, and one who, God willing, agrees with our method, but is missing in order to advance dissemination to the broad public, and Barasam tried to do this. We know the difficult times he was, and no one heard him, nevertheless. And now, maybe there's a certain special time, a window of opportunity. Why will it work out for us? Because without that, we won't succeed.
Everything that Bala Sulam had suffered and all Kabbalists had suffered, and they prepared this time for us, because of this we can achieve the spiritual degree in an easy way. Just like it is through the generations. Many generations have suffered, and our generation is all spoiled. Seemingly, it receives everything ready-made. Look at the children. Well, everything that they have. In previous generations, they didn't dream about such things.
Specifically, the children don't want anything at all. I see this on my three kids and other children. Children don't want anything, and also adults don't want anything. Maybe in the times of Bala Sulam,
нету чего-то вот, вот какой-то фишки, может, вы не
можете. We have the whole method to disseminate, but we're missing some how to grasp it.
We don't yet have the deficiency in the broad public, but that's not too bad. Let the virus work. They'll have the efficiency. If it's not this virus, some other virus. There are several viruses now working throughout humanity. You'll see that they'll have it. The small one will become great.
PT-31.
About the last sentence where he writes, whereas when he leaves for a moment faith, meaning that it weakens the faith in him, immediately comes to a cessation in Torah and work, and doesn't matter that a moment before that he took upon him the burden of faith above reason. So the question is, why when a person feels that confidence all of a sudden, and a moment later he falls and it gets lost, why is it so? Rav, I can't tell you that, and I don't care. I know that I receive it from the Creator, and I get it ready, and it's probably the best thing for my advancement, and that's why I thank you very much for him not forgetting me. Both in the good and the bad. We don't ask such questions. We receive and move forward. Okay, next.
Excerpt number 8. We see the difference between what the mind asserts and what only faith asserts. And what is the reason that when something is based on faith, we must constantly remember the form of the faith? Otherwise, one falls from his degree into a state suitable for one who is wicked. These states might happen even in a single day. One may fall from his degree many times in one day. Since it is impossible, the faith above reason will not stop even for a moment during one day. We must know that the reason for forgetting the faith stems from the fact that faith above reason and the mind is against all the desires of the body. Since the desires of the body come by the nature imprinted in us, called the will to receive, whether in the mind or in the heart. Hence, the body always draws one to one's nature. Only when one clings to faith does it have the power to bring one out of the bodily desires and to go above reason, meaning against the body's reason.
And only when he is adhered to faith, then faith has the strength to take him out of his desires of the body and to go above reason. We need to be adhered to faith, meaning to be in bestowal in everything that's possible, no matter what. Meaning it doesn't matter under what conditions. I always try, and of course we implement this in the group. And through the group we can already do so in all the rest of the circles.
I wanted to ask, what does it mean to be in adhesion with faith? 15 minutes ago you said that we have to constantly renew this quality. What does it mean to be adhered to it so that,
like it or not, if we don't ignite all the time the faith again and again and again, it gets turned out. It doesn't hold. The force of faith is an eternal force by you needing to constantly relight it all the time. And it constantly gets turned out. Because by it being turned out and you igniting it, and it turned out and you igniting it, by that you are arranging the degrees. and then you reach the goal.
А что я за ступенью выстраиваю?
Ну, сулам. Сулам.
Which degree am I building?
The ladder. The ladder, the whole ladder are degrees of faith. Degrees of faith. First of all, it's not complete faith, just to bestow in order to bestow, and then complete faith, also receiving in order to bestow.
То есть вот я сейчас, например, в десятке прошу за товарища, и тут меня
вызвали. That is, let's say now I'm in the ten asking for the friends, and I was thrown to totally different thoughts, and again I overcome, and I ask for the friend, is this a new degree or not?
It's always a new degree. If there's disconnection, then it's a new degree. But we don't need to be worried about that. We need with all our force to hold on constantly to the force of bestowal. Be'er Sheva.
Rav. Ani Siman. Rav, I'm at the good by Munav.
Addition to faith. Is this through envy, craving and honor in the ten?
I didn't understand what he's saying. Did you understand, Gilad?
Whether clinging on to faith, is that through the ten, through envy, earning and honor?
Of course. Only in the ten we can actualize bestowal, which is called faith. What's the question?
The question is it through envy, yearning and honor? That I'm envious of the ten, etc.
Yes, those three things are necessary in order to reach faith in the group. If you actualize them in the group, you can reach faith. Yes. Did we have a Rehovot already? Be'er Sheva was now, yes? That was. United VG3.
Получается, что мы строим веру в темноте, а получаем момент отчаяния.
So it turns out that we build faith in darkness, in a time of despair.
Let's say so. Ita 2.
Ein. Besela.
None. Okay. Well.
Nell'articolo c'è scritto che la fede supera ragione.
Rav, in the article it says that faith above reason.
L'articolo c'è scritto che la fede sopra la ragione è contro tutti I desideri del corpo. È possibile non sentire.
Faith above reason is against all of the desires of the body. Is it even possible not to feel any pleasure in the body and nevertheless to be happy, joyous?
That depends what you have pleasure from. Pleasure you must have. Pleasure is the feeling of the kli. Without the feeling of the kli, you can't know where you are. So there must be pleasure. But what's the pleasure from? Do you understand? And pleasure can be from you really suffering, but this suffering that you feel now is that you're being given some kind of care, and by it you're coming to life and health. So you're enjoying together with suffering. The body suffers on the level of the body, and the man in you, the spiritual man in you, is enjoying. Okay?
P.T. Young.
Rav, what is this act of asking of the Creator? When do you reach that? When does a person have a need for it?
When does a person come to a request from the Creator? When he's truly despaired from all he has.
Rehovot.
Rav,
is the hatred of separation a part of adhesion and equivalence of form?
Yes. Well, Gilad, let's continue.
Excerpt number 9. Before one is rewarded with vessels of bestowal called dvikut, adhesion, faith cannot be in him permanently. When faith does not shine for him, he sees that he is in the lowest possible state. And it all comes to him because of the disparity of form, which is the will to receive for himself. This separation causes him all the torments and ruins all the buildings and all the efforts he had put into the work. He sees that the minute he loses faith, he is in a worse state than when he started on the path of work in bestowal. In this way, one acquires hatred for the separation, since he immediately begins to feel torments in himself and also in the entire world. It becomes hard for him to justify his providence over the created beings, that it is in the form of good and doing good. At that time, he feels that the whole world has grown dark on him, and he has nothing from which to derive joy. Hence, every time he begins to correct the flaw of slandering providence, he receives hatred for the separation. Through the hatred that he feels towards separation, he comes to love Dvekut. In other words, to the extent he suffers during the separation, so he draws nearer to Dvekut with the Creator.
Rabbi,
don't hear you.
You mentioned at the beginning that it was easier to imagine the destruction of the world than it was to imagine a world in bestowal. To what degree does the imagination serve us to depict our next spiritual degree or a world of bestowal? How can we use the imagination, our imagination?
Look, the fact that it's easier for us to depict a world that's on the way to ruins, it's clear, because the whole world that's built on the force of the ego, we'll say that it's being destroyed. We're destroying it in that force of the ego. We're not doing anything else. We, just like we saw already, wars, problems, riots that are happening everywhere in the world always, we can understand that the world can come to destruction. But that force of the ego remains. And it is what's causing the world to be destroyed. Whereas inverting this software, this program, the form of connection between still vegetative and animal, so that they will behave in an opposite way to mutual bestowal, each bestowing to another, each being considerate of the others, each feeling what's good for others, and fill the other with this good that we can't, that's something that it can't be. This is something that cannot be. Do you understand? I need to feel the desire of the other and try to fill it. And that's how each and every one needs to be. And all the time, it's a completely new program that needs to clothe upon the whole big computer of still vegetative, animal, and speaking of reality. That's why we're not capable of depicting it. And with all those socialists and what they wrote about it, all the different people in fantasy that it will happen. It won't work. Only the Creator, which gives us the second nature, is possible. And this is something we need to ask for, to try to ask for, as fast as possible. If not, then the suffering that are being revealed now in a more and more guided manner towards the correction of the world will obligate us. But this is not a simple way. It's long and filled with torment. It's called the path of torment, the path of suffering. So what did you ask? Please repeat it again.
I'm trying to discover or trying to understand how we, as an individual and then as a ten, can use our imagination to depict a better future society, a better future state for each friend, for all of humanity. And how can we share our imagination in that so that we create that future?
Only if we draw the upper force to us, so it will clothe in us. Only under that condition. We need to demand, to ask from the Creator to give us the force of bestowal. Very simply. Otherwise, nothing will come out of it. We ourselves need to do all kinds of actions until they sigh from the work, where their cry rose to the Creator, and then the Creator gives the force of bestowal from Him. That's called the exit from Egypt, the exit from our ego. But if we don't demand, we don't ask, we don't oblige the Creator, then we won't receive it. And we will suffer from our ego every day more and more. And we think that any day now the corona is going to pass. It won't pass. There will be bigger problems. Soon money is running out. Soon produce is running out. All kinds of everything, food. We will suffer greatly. All of reality, well, with that will come natural disasters, hurricanes, locusts, other things, redundancies of water and a lack of water. Everything just so that we understand that only if we turn to the Creator, we have hope to be saved from problems, from troubles. And then when we turn to Him, and then we'll understand that it's not the problem with the troubles, but rather the troubles are so that we turn to Him. And when we turn to Him, it's too bad to ask for Him to give us those corporeal things. Let Him give us closeness to Him. That's where everything is.
So does it help us at all to imagine that kind of a world that's a world where society is in bestowal, where people are in care and concern for each other, and to picture ourselves as students of Kabbalah, as friends supporting that world? Does that impress upon the Creator? Does that impress upon the system and drive us into those states?
We can bestow to the Creator only through the ten. Only through the ten. No other way. Because there's no connection between the systems. If we build in us a system of connection, then we have a common force with the Creator, which is the force of connection. But if we don't connect in the ten, how can we reach Him? He doesn't feel us. We're not in contact with Him. There's no communication between us. Only if we're connected within the ten. In the center of the ten, we're connected to the Creator.
That's why I'm wondering if If in my 10, let's say, I want to have a conversation about the Ein Sof, what Ein Sof looks like, but maybe we don't even go as far as Ein Sof, we go just to the next degree. What currently now we see this world with viruses and crises, as a 10, we develop and depict a new environment, a new world for ourselves, the next degree. How do we do that? First of all, and is that what imagination is for? Like, is that why we're given this ability to imagine this?
Of course, imagine to yourself a 10, which is in an advanced connection. That's the next degree. All together. And try to bring the 10 to that form that you now depicted to yourself. Try to bring the 10 there. From the force of your imagination, you will do an action in which you will truly find yourself and your friends in such a form connected. And then you'll start to discover the spirituality in it, the creator that's there.
Does it start with me as the individual then, my idea, or is it the accumulative depiction of the 10, and then we focus on that?
It all comes from the Creator. You just don't feel it. And this clothes in your head and in your heart. And then you start implementing it in the 10. Then this is how you advance. Good. Hebrew 10.
Hello, Rav. What is the difference between justifying the Creator and being adhered to the Creator?
Sometimes it's the same thing, sometimes not. It depends in what way it happens. But usually, it's similar. It fits. It suits it. Moscow 6.
Last week, you gave us an exercise to open up a document and write the requests from the 10 there. Now, it's not clear how to continue this thing, because how much can we write? Give us the force of bestowal, give us the force of bestowal.
Try to write more and more and more, and let's see what happens, what comes out of it. Moscow 4.
Question from a friend. Is faith the goal, or the work itself in attaining the goal? Yeah, is the goal. The work
faith
itself
is the goal.
Latin 4.
Latin 4 we had already?
Hello, dear Rav. If faith or bestowal should be renewed each and every day, so it should become second nature?
Yes, of course. We need to constantly ask. Constantly ask. It's written, I wish he'd pray all day long. That's it. And as a result of that, whatever you receive, you'll receive. But constantly ask. Be...
Please.
He wants to continue the question.
Please.
In that sense, now we have bestowal and faith in Lolishma, and we have to turn it to be in Lishma.
Yes. Yes. That's it.
Latin 6.
En el trabajo de despertar desde abajo,
in the work of awakening from below, do we expect to reach an awakening from above, or we should just expect the deed of the created being?
There are no actions in us. There's only one thing in us, to ask, to raise man only. And all the rest comes from above. It comes from above.
Mark Vigi, one.
Вот смотрите, вера выше знания – это отдача. А вот я радуюсь, что меня.
Faith above reason is bestowed. Now, am I happy that I'm being used for this purpose?
Of course, we're happy that someone like the Creator or like friends can use us. Certainly, yes. There is no greater joy for me that the friends can take me and use my forces, use me. Of course, I'm happy from this.
So I should feel happy out of it.
And
then it's
of course, I'm happy that my friends are using me, taking advantage of everything. Let them do whatever they want from me. I am making a zero of myself towards them, like Rabash writes.
Доброе утро, дорогой учитель. Спасибо. Продолжение вопроса.
Good morning, dear teacher. Continuing the previous question, it turns out that faith above reason, we can relate to that state as concretely, practically.
Of course. I demand to have the force of bestowal. But when can I demand to have the force of bestowal? When I myself am in bestowal towards friends, and I want to bestow and I want to help. I'm in a 10. I want to help. I want to bestow to the 10. And I can't. You remember the example of where a person takes a heavy bag on his back, and then he can't hold it, and he screams, "Help me!" And then they help him. Because he already started the work, and it could fall. So I'm in such a state in the 10, where I want to help them, and more and more and more, and then I'm crying out to the Creator, "Help me!" And then he helps. You understood? Now, throughout the day, you'll do such exercises with the group and with the Creator. And tomorrow, you'll tell us. That's it. You'll be an example for us. Well, what else do we have to do? Maybe we'll move to the next part. There's questions here. Latin?
Debemos ver y dirigirnos a personas que son seguidores de otros caminos y métodos espirituales o religiones, incluso dentro de nuestra propia familia.
Should repeat it because we didn't hear the beginning.
Siendo estudiantes de Kabbalah, ¿cómo debemos ver y dirigirnos a personas que son seguidores de otros caminos y métodos espirituales o religiones?
As students of Kabbalah, how should we look at other people who are following other methods or other religions, even inside of our own family?
We don't look at all those things. We look at creation. We don't look at the religions. We're looking at the science and nature. In the wisdom of Kabbalah is the wisdom of nature. There's not some faith that I believe that someone exists or something exists. There's no such thing. I look at all those things as a scientist only. a scientist. That's it. And the force of faith that we're talking about is the force of faith, of bestowal. The force of plus against the bestowal plus and the minus reception from which nature is made up of. Our world. We don't relate to beliefs and religions, none of that. We don't care who our friends are when it comes to that. It could be that next to you as a Christian is sitting next to you, and the other one is Muslim, and the other one is a Buddhist, and that one's something else. It doesn't matter at all. Every religion has 1,000 different factions, and they're all different. It doesn't matter to us. We're not talking about that. Also, Bala Sulam writes, each can remain in his religion. That's how he writes. In the articles of the last generation. What's the point? The point is how to change the nature of man. All in all. That's why we don't touch the question of religion at all. What's going on today? Well, I'm happy that there's such an awakening. Maybe we are breaching some focus group.
A question from the internet. Why can't we learn how to feel and care for the benefit of others just like a mother cares for her children?
I don't want to answer such questions, because this is talking about a person who's asking just like that. We can't because we're egoists. Don't ask. You're a focus group. You need to scrutinize the questions and make sure that they're truly essential questions, and not just fill up our time with that. PT 18.
He writes in the article, to the extent that he feels torments during the separation, to that extent he comes closer to adhesion with the Creator. My question is, the moment that I pray and the suffering increases and I don't have the ability to contain the suffering, then what?
It's a sign that the Creator wants you to pray more and more, that He loves your prayer.
But to begin with, I cannot contain the suffering anymore.
It seems to you. If you couldn't, he wouldn't have given it to you.
But I'm constantly slandering and I hate more and more and more.
That's like a little child. He even beats his mama for that. He cries, he gets annoyed with his mommy. He screams, mommy's bad.
So what do we do in such a state? I don't understand.
We stop being a child.
What does it mean to stop being a child?
Understand that you're before the upper force that wants to educate you and operate your intellect, your mind more. What do you need to do in order to enter into a serious conversation, a serious discussion with him?
So what should I do for that?
To demand, to have that growth, that for that demand, for that dialogue.
What I understand that he wants me to do in the 10, I do it. In whatever we can, we try to do it. The more I try to keep it, to do it, the suffering grows.
Then it's a sign that he's enjoying your suffering. Like that. Enjoy that. Oh, boyfriends. PT 17.
Okay.
Okay, like that, Rav. He is describing a situation here where a person, he writes, the moment he loses the faith, he's in a worse state than when he entered, when he started on the path of working the soul. By this one acquires hatred for the separation. So my question is, a person who has not yet been in the soul in faith above reason, from where can he get hatred?
That's really a problem. It's still very far from us.
But where should I look at? Where can I search for it?
Why do I want to look for hatred?
In order to want to get out of it, to above reason.
That, don't worry. What needs to be, will be. But it's not like you're looking for negative phenomena. There's no such thing. That's not natural.
Because according to what it says, this is what causes him, the hatred to separation makes him come out of it. So
when the time comes to leave it, then the hatred for separation will arrive. Okay, Gilad, we are moving to a song and something new, yes?
So let's sing together.
Let us spread this light. Shemati, Shemati, we must all unite. The world is changing, it's changing fast. Economy is crashing. We can't figure out, we don't ask.
We don't ask one.
Speaks to us, but we don't hear a word. It's a global connection. Its next blow will be much worse. Let's reveal the message. Shamati, Shamati, love will light the way. Shamati, Shamati, I heard a wise man say. Shamati, Shamati, let us spread this light. Shamati, Shamati, we must all unite. Chasing pleasures all our lives. What is the purpose?
Satisfaction on to
the next. You tell me, is it worth it? What we long is to be loved, because we're all connected. So let us join our hearts as one. We'll never feel rejected. Shamati, love will light the way. Shamati, Shamati, I heard a wise man say. Shamati, Shamati, let us spread this light. Shamati, Shamati, let us all unite. La la. Shamati, love will light the way. Shamati, Shamati, I heard a wise man say. Shamati, Shamati, let us spread this light. Shamati, Shamati, let us all unite.